How does high temperature affect oxygen circulation in the human body?
High temperatures can increase heart rate and metabolism, potentially leading to increased oxygen demand and strain on the cardiovascular system.
What role does blood pressure play in oxygen circulation and overall health?
Blood pressure affects the delivery of oxygen-rich blood to tissues and organs, with high or low blood pressure levels potentially impacting oxygenation and organ function.
How can disturbances in oxygen levels affect brain function?
Decreases in oxygen supply to the brain can impair cognitive function, leading to symptoms such as confusion, dizziness, and loss of consciousness.
What are the potential consequences of industrial pollution on oxygen levels in the environment?
Industrial pollution can degrade air quality and reduce oxygen levels, posing risks to human health and ecosystem integrity.
How does the loss of immune organs impact the body's ability to regulate oxygen levels?
The loss of immune organs, such as the thymus or spleen, can compromise the body's ability to fight infections and maintain overall health, potentially affecting oxygen circulation.
What measures can individuals take to protect themselves from the effects of environmental pollution on oxygen levels?
Individuals can reduce exposure to pollutants by using air purifiers, wearing protective masks, and advocating for environmental regulations to mitigate pollution.
How does the availability of animal doctors reflect human advancements in healthcare?
The availability of animal doctors demonstrates human ingenuity and compassion in extending medical care to non-human species, reflecting advancements in veterinary medicine.
Why do some humans ignore obedience to Allah despite enjoying worldly pleasures?
Despite enjoying worldly pleasures, some individuals may prioritize immediate gratification over spiritual obedience, leading to a neglect of gratitude towards Allah.
What are some examples of human ignorance of gratitude towards Allah in modern society?
Examples include neglecting prayers, failing to express gratitude for blessings, and prioritizing material pursuits over spiritual fulfillment.
How can individuals cultivate a deeper sense of gratitude towards Allah in their daily lives?
Individuals can cultivate gratitude through prayer, reflection on blessings, acts of charity, and mindfulness of Allah's presence in all aspects of life.
What are the potential consequences of neglecting gratitude towards Allah for human health and well-being?
Neglecting gratitude towards Allah can lead to spiritual emptiness, dissatisfaction, and a lack of purpose, impacting mental, emotional, and physical health.
Why are humans willing to invest significant resources in maintaining physical health, yet may overlook spiritual health?
Despite investing in physical health, some individuals may overlook spiritual health due to societal pressures, distractions, or a lack of understanding of its importance.
How can university students balance the pursuit of physical health with spiritual well-being?
Students can balance physical health with spiritual well-being by prioritizing acts of worship, seeking knowledge, and fostering a sense of connection to Allah.
What role does spiritual obedience play in mitigating the effects of environmental stressors on human health?
Spiritual obedience can provide comfort, resilience, and guidance in navigating challenges, including environmental stressors, by fostering a sense of trust in Allah's wisdom and protection.
How can university students advocate for environmental stewardship as an expression of gratitude towards Allah?
Students can advocate for environmental stewardship through education, activism, sustainable lifestyle choices, and community engagement initiatives.
What are the ethical implications of neglecting environmental conservation in light of Islamic teachings?
Neglecting environmental conservation may violate Islamic principles of stewardship, khilafah, and responsibility, amana, leading to harm to the planet and future generations.
How can university campuses promote a culture of gratitude towards Allah and environmental responsibility?
Campuses can promote gratitude through religious services, environmental education programs, sustainable practices, and partnerships with local communities,
What are some misconceptions about the relationship between science and spirituality in addressing environmental challenges?
Misconceptions may include viewing science and spirituality as incompatible or assuming that scientific advancements negate the need for spiritual reflection and ethical considerations.
How can university students bridge the gap between scientific knowledge and spiritual understanding in addressing environmental issues?
Students can bridge the gap by integrating scientific knowledge with ethical principles, spiritual reflection, and a sense of responsibility towards Allah's creation.
What are some examples of environmental initiatives rooted in Islamic teachings?
Examples include water conservation, sustainable voodoo, tree planting, Sadar Kajari, and community-based projects to clean up natural habitats.
How does gratitude towards Allah contribute to resilience and adaptive capacity in the face of environmental challenges?
Gratitude fosters resilience by providing a sense of purpose, hope, and trust in Allah's plan, even in the midst of adversity or uncertainty.
What are the potential benefits of integrating faith-based perspectives into environmental education for university students?
Benefits may include promoting environmental stewardship, fostering a sense of interconnectedness with nature, and inspiring ethical action grounded in spiritual values.
How can university students support marginalized communities disproportionately affected by environmental degradation?
Students can support marginalized communities by advocating for environmental justice, amplifying their voices, and collaborating on initiatives to address systemic inequalities.
What are some innovative approaches to promoting gratitude towards Allah and environmental responsibility among university students?
Approaches may include art exhibitions, community gardens, sustainability challenges, interfaith dialogues, and service learning projects.
In what ways can university students inspire broader societal shifts towards gratitude, environmental stewardship, and spiritual obedience?
Students can inspire change by leading by example, fostering dialogue, leveraging social media platforms, and mobilizing collective action to address pressing environmental and spiritual challenges.